say they're in?
In mourning.
And if somebody ate something that didn't agree with him and it came back up, you'd say he had to...
acid indigestion backfired.
Backfired. I didn't hear
gas on his stomach. That there's been, that's been here as old, as long as time.
Backfired?
Yeah, that's one thing. Food backfired on you.
Now, does that mean when it comes back
up? Yeah.
What do people usually say backfired, or is there more?
No, it's just, usually that causes some gas forming on stuff. Mm-hmm. That's been a thing that still exists, just like it did 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm. What do people say, vomit?
Yeah, that's when they get sick at their stomach. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that is to your advantage. Mm-hmm. I've heard people eating something that was food that was contaminated, or something that caused if they didn't vomit it up, well, it wouldn't digest. And I happen to know of a woman, the only case of this that I actually knew about. She had ate some raw oysters, and then she drank some straight whiskey on top of it.
Oh, Lord.
And the doctor gave her a shot to make her vomit. Otherwise, she would have died. Mm. He said that whiskey hit them oysters and cooked the shell on them.
Really?
Yeah.
Good.
But boy, I saw that woman. There was two people trying to get her to a car. And she'd, they'd hold her on one on each side, and she'd fold up knots, and her knees would come up to her chin.
Goodness. Rough.
And, but ptomaine poison is another thing that'll make you vomit. Mm-hmm. And you can get a, you can, if it's a case that, I had a little niece out here that I forgot now what it was that she had swallowed. She was real small. And the doctor told him to get some syrup of Ipecac. Boy, that'll make it come up. And if you, even if it's your own child, and you know that it's something that it's got to come up, and you get to some syrup of Ipecac quicker than you get to a doctor, a lot of times you can save a child's life with it.
All right.
Or a grown person, either one.
I asked you about some greetings. If you were to meet somebody, say about 10 o'clock in the daytime, what would you say to them?
Well, you can say good morning, or it used to be a very common saying, howdy.
Howdy. Right. Well, how late in the day would you say good morning?
Oh, up till noon.
And after that,
afternoon, well, then you say good evening.
Good evening.
Or good afternoon.
I see. And when you were leaving somebody, you would say,
come see me sometime.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear people around here say something like good day?
Yeah. Yeah, that's when leaving. Why? And now then, they just add to it is have a good day. And it doesn't necessarily mean what time. That can apply morning, evening, or night. Good day. And on leaving. And it's the same thing as have a good day.